OCC wants to rein in media after Capitol riots. By Nate Church on January 13, 2021. In an Instagram livestream on Tuesday night, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez expressed a desire to rein in media to prevent the spread of disinformation. Several members of Congress, in some of my discussions, have brought up media literacy, because that is a part of what happened here. Ocasio-Cortez said in a clip from the stream posted to Twitter by Grabian Media founder Tom Elliott. We're going to need to figure out how we rein in our media environment, so that you can't just spew disinformation and misinformation. It's one thing to have differing opinions, the progressive congresswoman continued, but it's another thing entirely to just say things that are false. So that's something we're looking into. Earlier in the broadcast, OCC excoriated President Trump, his allies, and his popular base. White supremacists were ordered by President Trump to attack the Capitol, she said, recounting her own experience with the January 6 riots that left 5 Americans dead. There were acts of betrayal by police. And to run in the Capitol and not know if an officer is there to help you or harm you is also quite traumatizing. She went further, claiming her Republican colleagues don't give a damn about the law and only care about white supremacy and preserving the social order as they lust for power over democracy. A lot of people have drank the poison of white supremacy, and that's what Donald Trump represents. It just is. And if at this point you haven't recognized that and you don't see it, maybe you have a lot of work to do. She then took time to call out Senators Ted Cruz, RTX, and Josh Hawley, RMO, in particular, saying they do not belong in the Senate and should resign. Today, President Trump became the first in history to be impeached twice by the U.S. House of Representatives. He has signaled that he will not resign in the remaining week before President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. Though he will not be in attendance, another historic first for the 45th POTUS.